We're continuing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. We mentioned about some of the negative things that could happen. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "Alpa pisha shirim b'revius." Even though when it comes to the requirement of what you need to pour is a revius, which is quoted here as an egg and a half size. So a revius, we'll assume, is going to be anywhere from, let's say, 2.9 ounces to up to, let's say, 5 ounces. But in the low end, 2.9 ounces, let's say 3 ounces for argument's sake. So even though that's all you actually need when it comes to washing your hands, and again, 3 ounces is very little. If you think of what 3 ounces is, we'd call that like a Dixie cup. They're used that come in a pack of paper cups and you like use that as mouthwash, like in bathrooms that people use it. So even though that is the shear, Yosef Litel B'Shefa, it's ideal to be able to wash your hands with a shefa, with an extra amount, and not to be skimpy on what you wash. Because the fact is Rav Chizkiya in the Gemara that I poured water with tremendous amounts, therefore I received in return tremendous bracha, and I received great parnasa and other things from it for this reason. So one of the rewards for washing the Netilas Yadayim b'shefa with a large amount is great parnasa. So again, if something person wants to increase their parnasa, they'd be more careful of the way they wash the Netilas Yadayim and pour large amounts. Mishnah Berurah points out that although that's a nice thing to do, better not to do it just because you want to get schar, because then you're doing an almanas to kabel pras, but rather you should do it for the sake of honor of Hashem. And if you're doing it for the honoring of Hashem for this mitzvah, so memela schar yavo, aschar memela yavo, you'll eventually have the reward from this anyway. So he says, and anyone who does this and somehow doesn't become wealthy, so don't worry about it. We have a catch for you over here, and that is the reason why you didn't become wealthy is because you have some other actions within your own life that are preventing the wealth from coming to you. But given things being equal, if you wanted to be able to get bracha of parnasa, then you would pour extra amounts of water when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. We're specifically talking about Netilas Yadayim for bread. We're going to jump to the next siman, which tells us what kind of kli you're going to use. And note the Yadayim Elab Kli, when it comes to washing your hands, you have to actually use a vessel. It's not enough to use the faucet. You have to use a vessel. V'chol HaKenek Shem Afilu Kli. So all types of kalim, as long as it's going to constitute a kli, it's going to work. The kli avanim, kli adam, v'tzarech she machzik revius. The kli itself has to hold a revius, even if you're not necessarily pouring that out at one time. It has to be able to hold this revius amount. So a shot glass wouldn't count as a kli. V'mnikev bekones mashke, and if there's a hole in the cup, the hainu, shem yasimo sa mashkim. We'll explain this in a minute. Yikani sitocho derech hanekev hu gadol minekev shamashkim shvilech gili yotzimbo azbatu mitaras kli. There's a concept called kones mashkin. That is, if I have a cup and there's a hole in that cup, how big of a hole will it make it to invalidate my cup? The concept of kones mashkin is, imagine you take a cup and you situate that cup on a bowl of water. Will water enter into the cup? Now, you need a smaller hole for water to go out. You actually need a bigger hole for water to come in. This is relevant for Netilas Yadayim. It's also relevant, let's say, if a person wants to be machmir in Shabbos and wants to invalidate a cap for a kli, and they want to poke a hole in the cap so the cap no longer is going to be considered a kli that will hold liquid. It also has to be kones mashke. So kones mashke there would mean if I poked a small little hole in the cap, it wouldn't invalidate the kli. Water might drip out of it if I poured water in it, but water needs to actually come in it when I flip it on the underside. Therefore, you want to make sure that your cap, if you're making it invalidating a kli, you want to make sure your cap can actually receive water from the inside. That's the concept over here. So too over here, if there's a tiny little hole that water can come out, your kli is still valid. But if water is going to come in while the cap or the cup is in the normal fashion, then that would invalidate it as a kli. Also important to note that what type of kli should we use? There is a debate amongst the poskim if you should use a disposable kli for washing the Netilas Yadayim. This is a debate, and generally we say that technically it's okay, but if you had the option of a disposable versus a non-disposable kli, you would choose something that was not disposable. Even though if today's cups can last and you can use them multiple times, still better to use something that's not actually considered disposable. That would be considered greater kavod, and that seems to be, according to most poskim, what a person should actually do. if a person actually washed Netilas Yadayim and then found out that the kli that they used was invalid, and there's going to be more ways it will invalidate a kli. If you found out that the kli that you used, the cup that you used, was not a good cup to use for Netilas Yadayim, you actually have to wash again with a bracha, because that which you did was totally invalid. So take an example. The next sif discussed the idea of what happens if I have a kli that cannot stand by itself. And when it's leaning against something else, so the revius would pour out. But if I held it, then the revius would stay intact. Take case in point. You have a pot lid, and you need to wash your hands with a pot lid, because I have no other kli around. So when I turn my pot lid over, the handle sits in the way. And if I were to just leave the pot lid by the side, it would tip over and it wouldn't necessarily hold that amount that I need. If it cannot hold the revius while it's leaning, then it's not going to be valid. So if I were to wash in that scenario, then it poses a problem, and then I have to wash again with a bracha. So I had this scenario that happened once before. I went to a cemetery, and I need to wash my hands with Tehillat Yadayim, and there was a sink there, but I had no cup. So I went to my trunk, and I found a hard hat. So what we use for the Erev, we have hard hats that we use for the Erev, so I found the hard hat, but I had to know, is this hard hat going to stand up by itself when I flip it upside down? If it's going to lean over and pour out, then it's not going to be considered good enough kli. So I put it down there to see if it would wobble, and it wobbled a little bit, but ultimately it was able to stand by itself, and therefore I had a valid kli to be able to wash and Tehillat Yadayim with it. So again, if the kli, when I put it down by itself, it's going to lean over, it won't be able to hold the revius, which we said between 3 and 5 ounces, then it's a problem. And if I were to have washed with that, or if my kli would have had a hole in it, we'll discuss that hole later on. If I find a hole in it, then I'm going to end up having to wash again with a bracha. So keep these things in mind when choosing the vessel you're going to be using for Netilas Yadayim.